There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's time for the Dukes and Bell Daily Download.
It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Story number one.
Trade deadline. Guys, let's get you caught up because right now there's a lot of stuff happening, but the latest with Ojulari, Mike, is we've got 30 minutes until the deadline is done in the NFL. Out of New York, they're saying unless there is something major that happens, it looks like he will be staying a New York football Giant.
Yeah, he's an unrestricted free agent after this year, and they do certainly have production with Brian Burns, who they picked up as a free agent. We talked about Kayvon Thibodeau, and he's been good, guys. Six sacks from this guy that would be the strong side. That's technically what Ebikadi plays, you know, as far as, you know, the linebacker. I know we're a 3-4, they're a 3-4, so schematically it's not like it doesn't fit. It's just a matter of are they willing to maybe part with a draft pick? Do you feel this is a year where you can make a run? I think most Falcons fans say yes. You just got to get some playmakers on defense.
This just went down as well in the NFL. The Rams are trading two-time Pro Bowl cornerback Tre'Davious White to the Ravens.
Wow. This is like an arms race right now between the Steelers and the Ravens.
It is. Steelers making a deal to get Mike Williams, the wide receiver from the Jets. They also are getting Preston Smith from the Packers. He is an edge rusher, pass rusher that can help. So we'll give you all the latest with the trade deadline, but we want to wait until it's officially done.
Coming up in 3 minutes.
Is UGA really ready for a head-to-head matchup with Ole Miss? Ole Miss guys averaging 42 points a game, the fourth highest scoring offense in college football. We're going to talk about that. But first, let's talk about our Falcons, Mike, because here's the deal. We're talking about New Orleans. They made a deal today. They traded away Marshawn Lattimore. He is leaving New Orleans after all those years. The Commanders get him. But as far as the Falcons are concerned, we're heading to New Orleans feeling pretty good about where our football team is. And I want you to hear Raheem Moore is talking about the message ahead of this matchup.
You know, there's no difference in what we want to take the mentality to the South, right? There's no such thing as running too far, and we got to go out there and go get them.
That is correct. We cannot get caught up, distracted with all that's happening with them. Meanwhile, Darnell Mooney was talking about his relationship with his quarterback, Kirk Cousins.
We're just going out there doing what we do in practice and, you know, just trying to stay consistent. There's some things out there that we definitely got to get better at. We had some missed ops out there that we got to take advantage of, but it got somewhat of the job done today. So.
Do the Cowboys maybe focus more on Pitts when Drake London went out? We covered on that earlier for guys who missed it. And, you know, like, just we're not going to poop on it because there's so many weapons on this offense. Not everybody's going to have a monster day, but from where he was last week with Tampa to just one touch and one target, it's a bit eyebrow raising, isn't it?
It really is, man. Last night we got an interesting Monday Night Football game. Because, Mike,
story number two.
I'll say this. Patrick Mahomes looked like he hurt his ankle, and then he came back. The decision by Todd Bowles to not go for two. Let's hear Andy Reid talk about Patrick Mahomes' ankles.
Well, when he was being carried off, I wasn't too easy with it. You know, that was I wasn't sure exactly where he was going to be with it, but he might have the loosest ankles in America. I mean, it's ridiculous how he can come back from those things.
I mean, he's running. He literally does one of his, like, meh, throws, and they get the first down. They drive for the touchdown. He gets carried off the field, which looks really bad when two guys are putting no weight on your leg. And then he's like, nah, just wiggling it,
okay, I'm good. And then Gumby gets back out there.
Ankles in America.
Yeah. The one thing, and Troy Aikman was on it last night, you know, they didn't need to call the timeout. And so they call a timeout with 30 seconds left. They didn't have to. They could have gotten up there and done their thing. They get the touchdown, and then they don't go for two. And I guess the thinking is, well, if you go for two and you give Patrick Mahomes three timeouts in 30 seconds, they're going to kick a field goal and beat you. Either way, Baker Mayfield's reaction at the coin flip said it all. Baker Mayfield literally goes, mother! When they lose, he called tails. It was heads. And you never saw the football again.
He already lost to us in that fashion, and now they've lost two of these overtime games. Let's hear Mahomes on his ankle injury.
I was obviously running for the goal line, was about, kind of committed to running the football, and at the last second saw Samaje, and so kind of awkwardly rolled the ankle a little bit. Definitely scary. I think it hurt more just because it's the same ankle I rolled last week, so it scared me a little bit, but once I kind of took my breath and kind of calmed down a little bit, ended up being not too bad. We were able to go in there, kind of get the respat, and go back on the football field.
All right, so why was he helped off, though, Mike? I want you to hear this before we go any further, because it's like, okay, you sound like you were fine, but they helped him off the field.
Yeah, I was trying to run off the field, and they were telling me not to. I mean, just kind of the football mentality is to get off the field, and we just scored a touchdown, and they told me to just take it slow, and as I started walking, I started feeling better, and obviously after I get the respat, get that comfortability back, and then took a few drops and felt good.
There you go. He was a warrior, man. And by the way, a lot of folks are saying the Chiefs get away with murder again on the game-winning drive. It was second and five from the six, the completion of Kelce, where you had a major false start from the right side of the line. It was pretty obvious. The refs don't see it. And a lot of folks feeling that Kansas City just gets preferential treatment from the NFL.
It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's our daily download. Let's hear Bowles on why he didn't go for two, and then we got to talk dogs.
Very minor. We wanted to get it to overtime with the wet conditions on the field. We felt like we had to go in overtime instead of go for two. So we had our shots. You know, we lost the game.
Pretty simple in his estimation. Let's talk about Ole Miss and Georgia.
Story number three.
Mike, are you a little bit nervous about this game Saturday?
Just because it's a high-powered offense, and if you want to get into a shooting match, which seemingly Mike Bobo wants to every week, that Jackson Dart and company can oblige you. And look, I love Georgia's defense, and we know that Ole Miss gets after the quarterback as well. They're leading all of college football in sacks. But it's a tough road venue. It's still, you know, Vaught Hemingway's no cakewalk. It's not like they're big and bad because no one respects Lane Kiffin in a game like this. But it doesn't help if you start throwing three picks in the first half if you're Carson Beck.
Fourth highest scoring offense, 42 a game. And on top of that, they scored 63 against Arkansas in a road win last weekend. Here's Kirby Smart talking about their quarterback, Jackson Dart.
I think Jackson Dart's playing probably one of the best quarterbacks playing in the country in terms of explosive plays. A lot of respect for how he competes, and I mean, the guy runs extremely physical, like a SEC running back. He doesn't try to avoid contact. He actually seeks it, and you can tell he's got a fiery, competitive attitude.
That he does.
Could be some rain on the forecast in Oxford. Looks like there could be some showers, 70% chance right now, so maybe the run game, or of course, usually advantage to the wide receivers. They know where they're going, as opposed to the defenders got to cover them.
More on this coming up at 4 o'clock. We've got one more thing to talk about.
Story number four.
A complete blowout last night for the Atlanta Hawks, Mike. You talk about blitzing Trey and trapping him and completely taking him out of the game. That's exactly what the Celtics did. This was a beatdown. When I turned it on and I said this to Mike, they were down like 25, and I'm going, what is going on?
We didn't play defense.
Thank you. Trey ends up leaving the game, Mike. He is assessed with a rib strain.
How many games is that going to be?
I don't know.
I mean, let's hope, because, by the way, what's the designation now on DeAndre Hunter to just napping? I mean, sleepy time? Put your head down?
He'll be back sooner or later.
All right, man. We'll get him back out there. Reese Shea with 15. He continues to evolve. Carl, I'm liking what I'm seeing. Jalen Johnson with 20 points. He was doing his job. But unfortunately, perimeter defense was another concern as the Celtics just bombed him with threes to basically start the game.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.